Good morning, everyone. I wanted to continue this morning talking about Sfirat HaOmer, not halakha, but a perspective in Machshava, maybe what the depth to this mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer is really all about. The Midrash in Parashat Emor has a surprising statement. The Midrash says the following. It says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar le'olam, al tihi mitzvat HaOmer kala be'inecha. You should make certain that Sfirat HaOmer is not light in your eyes, not something that I think we fail at. Sfirat HaOmer is like Kiddush HaChodesh, Bekata Levana in this community. Everybody's very excited about it. We have WhatsApp groups just to count the Omer. But anyway, says Rabbi Yochanan, make certain that you're doing so. Why so? How can I prove to you that it's a significant and serious mitzvah? She'al yedei mitzvat HaOmer zacha Abraham lirash et Eretz Kenaan. It's by means of the mitzvah of the Omer. It doesn't mean only the counting per se, but maybe the sacrifice as well, which will bring us back into what Omer is about. Abraham Avinu merited in the on the basis of this mitzvah to be Yoresh et Eretz Kenaan, to inherit the land of Israel. Hadahu dichtiv, that's what the pasuk means when it says, V'natati lecha uzar'acha acharecha almenat ve'atait beriti tishmor. Ve'eze? Zeh mitzvat HaOmer. Although the pasuk in its most simple sense is referring to the berit of berit milah, the covenant between Abraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yochanan says it was referring to sefirat or mitzvat hakravat HaOmer. What does Omer have to do with Abraham Avinu? Where do we even come to this? Of all the mitzvot, it's a beautiful derasha, but we could plug into this, I don't know, this past week's parasha, Kisui Adam, Shehita. I mean, you could put in so many mitzvot into this. How do you come up with Sefirat HaOmer, says several of the Mefarshim, and say, well, look at the first mitzvah that was performed upon entrance into Eretz Kenaan in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. You have Berit Milah, but Berit Milah was done already when we were leaving Egypt. You have Korban Pesach, that as well. We read this Haftarah, first day of Pesach. That as well was performed already in Egypt. So it's not as if those were, you know, the coronation of entrance into Eretz Kenaan. And then the pasuk describes they began the Omer. That's the zechut of Eretz Kenaan. It's hakravat haOmer. It's the counting of the Omer. That's the depth of this mitzvah. But it still bears our focus as to, well, what do we see in Eretz Kenaan, so to speak, connected to the Omer? It's true, it's a mitzvah hateluya ba'aretz, the hakrava. In other words, it's contingent upon being in the land that you're harvesting and you're sacrificing and you're counting to the next sacrifice. But so are many other mitzvot. What is the depth of this mitzvah? And in addition, we'll expand this to several other mitzvot with regards to understanding it's in this merit Eretz Kenaan was inherited, was bequeathed to Abraham and his descendants. I would suggest by means of first noticing another place where the rabbis have a similar surprising statement with regards to other mitzvot, somewhat similar, but surprising just as much. You see, Rashi, in his commentary to the Torah at the very beginning, picks up on the very first word in the Torah, Bereshit. Bereshit's a hard word to translate. It means in the beginning of. In the beginning of, blank, bara Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. In the beginning of what? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the heavens and the earth? So that Joey will quote us, Svorno, Gal Mivilna, say in the beginning of time. Very nice, doesn't say it. Bereshit says in the beginning of, imagine a sentence, in the beginning of God created, in the beginning of what? You left out a word. Says Rashi, quoting from the Midrash, Bereshit bara, writes Rashi, ena mikra hazeh omer ela dorsheni. This pasuk is screaming, explain me, interpret me. That's what he means, because he can't read it straight in the most simple sense. Kemo shekatvu rabotenu zichronam livracha, kemo shelimidu rabotenu zichronam livracha, bishvil haTorah. The word Bereshit needs to be read as Bishvil Reshit. Not as in the beginning of, but rather for the beginning, because of Reshit. Well, what's Reshit? Torah. As the Pasuk says in Mishle, Reshit Darko. Chokhmat HaTorah is the Reshit Darko. The existence, the world was created for Torah. Beautiful. Next. Ubishvil Yisrael. Bishvil Yisrael. Bishvil Reshit. Bereshit, for the Reshit, not only Torah, but Yisrael, Shenikra'u, Reshit Tevuato. The Pasuk describes how we are the Reshit of the Tevuah, we're the first of the produce. Oh, very nice. That's the interpretation of Rashi from the Midrash. Here's the fascinating part. Rashi told us the part that's easiest to swallow and to interpret. You read the first Pasuk, you say, what's existence all about? I want to inspire you. Torah, Am Yisrael, we could get all excited. This week, we're leading up to Yom HaAtzmaut. We're leading up to Zman Matan Torah and our solidarity as a people and receiving the Torah. It's all beautiful. Here's what the Midrash, which Rashi doesn't cite, continues and says, a little anticlimactic, a little bit not so expected. Says the Midrash onward, it says, Rabbi Huna, Rav Huna, B'Shem Rav Matna Amar, B'Zchut Shelosha Dvarim Nivra HaOlam. In the merit of three things. Here we go. Bizchut, Hala, Hafrashat Hala, Pasuk in Parashat Shelach. Beautiful. Especially this past week, I should have been quoting this one, the Chalabeks. Ubizchut Ma'asrot, and taking Ma'asir, a tenth, tithing your land. Ubizchut Bikurim, Parashat Bikurim, Parashat Kitabo, bringing the beginning of your produce, the beginning of your fruits. Umata'am, where'd you come up with these three? Bereshit bara Elohim ve'en reshit ela. We said Yisrael and Torah. Hala, she'ne'emar, reshit, arisotechem. Ve'en reshit ela ma'asrot, hech da'at amar, reshit diganecha, ve'en reshit ela bikurim, she'ne'emar, reshit bikure admatecha. In each of these circumstances as well, the Torah describes that produce, fruit, field, hala as reshit. All right, well, on the one hand, I had a beautiful Rashi, and the Midrash just came and, turned it into agricultural farming business. I mean, what is this? What's the description? Sefirat HaOmer, again, harvesting the ground and sacrificing. That's why Abraham was Yoresh et Eretz Canaan. Creation of existence, Bishvil Rashi, Torah Yisrael. I'm getting very excited. Hala, Ma'aseh, Bikurim. What's the inner meaning of this? I believe it goes as follows, quite simply. Once upon a time, a little hard for us to associate with this, ground, agricultural work was wealth. That's how you made your money. You lived in Eretz Canaan, you were working the ground. All the way back in Gan Be'eden Mikedem, Adam HaRishon was working the ground. Cain was working the ground. The way you were successful, the way you made money, the way you advanced in this world was through working the ground. It's true, B'nai Yisrael, not at all points, before they entered into land, weren't working the ground. There were maybe shepherds. But generally speaking, we were agriculturalists. That's what the Torah describes. When you enter into the land, you're going to work the ground. You're going to plant. You're going to seed. That's what the description in turn is with regards to these mitzvot. Because the challenge of living in this world and being successful and striving to be successful in this world is the challenge of losing a perspective of kedusha as you do so. I can find in the first of my produce, in my money, in my wealth, in my success, myself, or I could sanctify it, I could find the holiness in it. These are mitzvot which are not just walking into, quote-unquote, just walking into Knesset and praying. They're not, quote-unquote, just setting my time to study Torah. These are when I'm in the work. Yeah, that's right, I have a class and I have minhag. No, beyond that, the business deal. Did that have a holiness to it? The money that was made, did you find a way of linking that to meaning, to kedusha as well? That's what these mitzvot are. The mitzvot that are described, the Sefirat HaOmer, is the first mitzvah in the Aretz. It's in that zechut Abraham Avinu. Are you able to not just find me when you look up at the heavens? Are you able to find me when you speak to B'nei Het? Are you able to find me when you're sitting kehom hayom? Are you able to find me attached? Kedusha, sanctity, holiness to everything that you do in this world. That's the challenge. That's the zechut of creation. That's the zechut of Abraham Avinu. I've said it a million times that the pasuk that we say every day, Bechol Levavecha, we're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and devote ourselves to Him. Bechol Levavecha, and the Chachamim pick up on it, not saying Libbecha, but rather Levavecha. They pick up on the double bit and they say that's a reference to your two hearts, your two Yesarim, your Yeser HaTov, understood, and even your Yeser Hara. Oh, sure. Yetzer Hara is supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point. The Yetzer Hara, the matters, the challenge is not with the Yetzer HaTov attaching yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The challenge for the people in this room, let's say, is not coming to Knis and studying Torah. The challenge is when you're not studying Torah, when you're not in Knis, is there a holiness to it? Have you found the meaning inherent in it, or are you just serving yourself and just gaining for yourself? In truth, during this time period, I'll conclude with this. We're counting to Zman Matan Torah Tenu. We're counting from one Korban to the next Korban, back to the reference of Korban, from the Korban HaOmer to the Korban Sheteh HaLechem. And there's something ironic about that Korban Sheteh HaLechem, because we came from a holiday where we did away with our Hametz. No chametz. Why not? I don't know, Egyptian. Why not? Gemara berachot af yodzayin. Yetzer hara is equated with chametz. The se'or sheba'itza. We see that laziness. We see that lackadaisical approach to life. Not dedicating myself as yetzer hara. Do away with the chametz. I'm counting to zaman matan toratenu, the time in which I'm going to receive the Torah. What korban am I going to bring? No chametz. Okay, bring an animal. Shetei aleichem. Chametz. You're sacrificing chametz? You ran away from the chametz. Unless I'm taking that yeser hara and I'm transforming it. Barati, says the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Amud Bet. Barati yeser hara. Barati Torah Tavlin. I created the spice, the antidote, the way to deal with those challenges of Yetzer Hara, and that is Torah. So I'll specifically command you on Zeman Matan Torah. And on that day, ironically, I want you not disassociating from Yetzer Hara. Take the Yetzer Hara and transform it as a mechanism, as a vehicle to serving me. It's what the Gemara says in two places as well, that although there's a mahlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Yehoshua, how I'm supposed to dedicate my day on Yom Tov. Is it supposed to be chetzio l'Hashem v'chetzio l'achem? Rabbi Yehoshua maintains my day is supposed to be half an indulgence in a positive sense, together with family and food, and half in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and knees and study of Torah. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, kulo l'Hashem. When it comes to aseret, when it comes to zeman matan toratenu, kulam, everyone agrees, kulo l'achem, it's all for you. What are you talking about? It's the time of the Torah, it should be the opposite. It's the same message. It's the day on which we don't disassociate, the day in which we associate with our regular doings, but we find in them the holiness, the sanctity of Torah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a connection. It's a lesson not only about Shavuot, it's a lesson not only about Sfirat HaOmer, it's a lesson for life. The message of that Midrash, for Abraham Avinu, the Zechut of the Omer, is why you're inheriting the land, is the lesson to us literally on a constant and consistent basis. As I dedicate myself, not in the Kulo LaHashem realms, not when I'm not in this class, not in Knis, that's all significant. But the challenge is outside of that, or the greater challenge, I should say. The greater challenge is when I'm sitting and I'm making money, or I'm searching for money, or I'm successful in one way, or I'm finding involvement in something that I'm enjoying and I'm indulging in. Can you find Kiddushah in that? That's the Zechut of Sefirat HaOmer. That's this time period during which we focus and realize that our Avodav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only with our Yeser HaTob, but ironically, but significantly, with our Yeser Hara as well. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.